This detention center, Cuacabuga, it is not a secret at all. It is very much known about. And this is a place where people who are deemed undesirable in Kigali are swept up and are taken. And in particular, these people are taken in advance of international conferences like the Commonwealth Heads of Summit meeting, which we are going to be seeing rescheduled again for 2022. And this research from April to June revolves around the fact that we got to speak with people who had been detained in Gikondo, who told us that they were detained because of the Commonwealth meeting, which was originally scheduled for 2021, which had to get pushed back. So we're basically issuing this report as a sort of warning to let people know the abuses that are going to be happening in conjunction with this large international conference as it unfolds in Kigali in 2022.
You say people who are deemed undesirable. Are you saying that people, according to your report, that people, say gay people, are considered undesirable in Rwanda?
So this report focuses on people who are vulnerable and the most marginalized. This includes street children, sex workers, petty vendors, and in some instances, these are people from the LGBT community. It's important to note that Rwanda does have a moderate stance towards the LGBT community. And legally, that's a very good thing. But what we've seen is that some members of the LGBT community have been ostracized socially and as such have been out on the street. And when they have been rounded up and taken to Cuacabuga, they've told us that they're very much told that they are being detained because what they're doing is against Rwandan values.
I spoke to a spokesperson for the Rwandan government. She declined my request for an interview, but she sent me a statement, a text message saying that your report is a calculated attempt to harm a strategic sector of Rwanda's economy with fabricated allegations. She continues, the sabotage won't work as the allegations are not true. Rwanda does not discriminate in law, policy, or practice against sexual or gender orientation. Your comment.
She is absolutely conflating issues here. We have not said the government of Rwanda is discriminating on gender. We have said people who are vulnerable and marginalized in Rwandan society, including in some instances LGBT people, are being rounded up and held in Cuacabuga. And if this is Yolanda, for her to have the courage to deny that Cuacabuga exists is really going a step too far. This detention center is absolutely known about. You can ask anybody in Kigali, and they will tell you if they are poor, they fear being rounded up and held in Cuacabuga. If the government of Rwanda wanted Human Rights Watch to do their reporting on Rwanda in the most effective way possible, they would allow us back into the country. But the fact is that they want these things to happen hidden, and so they continue to keep us on the outside. And this is not an attack on any degree of Rwanda's economic sectors. This is an attempt to shut down Gikondo Transit Center, to shut down Cuacabuga, and to end the abuses that are happening there, Rwanda.
What action, for example, do you think the Rwandan government or even the same Commonwealth you mentioned in your report, what can be done because of your report?
On the Rwandan government side, we think they should close Cuacabuga. They should close the Gikondo Transit Center, and they should take steps to provide these people who are economically vulnerable with socioeconomic programs whereby they can enrich their lives. Don't punish them for being poor. To the members of the Commonwealth who are going to be participating in this meeting, we say, you know, please ask tough questions about the Gikondo Transit Center and other abuses that are happening in Rwanda. Human rights, in theory, are a pillar of the Commonwealth's sort of bedrock mandate. And, you know, for them to hold this conference in Kigali while simultaneously poor people are being rounded up and hidden from the actual conference participants could go to a line towards perhaps complicity in human rights abuses.